What's the relationship between knowing God and really trusting God? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Many years ago, Crown's founder Larry Burkett counseled a new Christian who wanted to develop more trust in God. Larry's advice? Spend time in God's Word, spend time in prayer, and as you get to know God better, you'll begin to trust Him for little things. Sometime later, at an out-of-town family gathering, well, I'll let Larry's friend pick it up from there.
We came out very late in the evening, all the other cars gone. I got into my car, and the battery was dead because I'd neglected and left my lights on all day. So I thought about what you told me about trusting God, and I just stopped and I said, "Oh, God, you know I need you. Please start my car." Hit the starter, and the battery just as dead as ever, you see. God failed me when I believed God was going to do it, too. I said, "I don't blame you for being angry about something like that. I mean, you know, when you've been putting 8 hours a day in for the last year studying God's Word and praying, I mean, you know what God's promise to you is. You have put 8 hours a day in, right, for about the last year." He said, "Well, I couldn't do that. That's ridiculous. Nobody can put 8 hours a day in." I said, "Well, 1 hour a day. Surely you put 1 hour a day in. I mean, you know, the thing you've asked is really big." He said, "Well, you know, I'm a busy man." He said, "I can't do that every day." I said, "Well, can you honestly tell me that every day you give God 1 minute at least?" He said, "I really can't say that." He said, "I started that way, but, you know," he said, "I kind of tapered off from there." And I said, "Well, I understand what the problem is then, you see. God really is faithful, but He didn't recognize your voice, and He probably started somebody else's car. That's the problem."
Now, I want to invite you to join me at Crown's annual gathering next week. It's a free 1 hour virtual event. I'll be teaching on how to thrive in the unexpected, as well as answering your questions. To register, visit crown.org. That's crown.org.